Hello?
Hi, my name is Tiffany, and I was returning your phone call back for customer service. How may I help you?
Hi there. Customer service for what?
This is a call center, ma'am. We do customer service for multiple companies. You called and left your callback number. We was just returning the phone call. Yes,
Well,
ma'am.
is it for buy sharp gadgets?
I can see if I can find you in our system. May I have your zip code?
32162.
All right, thank you. Your first and last name?
Mary Ellen Hamrock.
Okay, let's see. Okay, now I'm not finding you in our system, but I can tell you some of the things that we do sell. We do have where customers can do like surveys and get like different products, which might be like a fitness watch, a pair of earbuds. We do sell like weight loss products, male enhancement products, CBR products, and face cream products. Have you ever ordered anything like that before?
Well, this buy sharp guard gadgets. It was one of those things, you win, you're eligible for a gift card for a couple hundred dollars at Walmart, but you have to buy something first. So I decided to get one of these watches. I don't know what it does even. And then it was like $89, but it's supposed to be free just for shipping. So I paid the shipping, $4.95. And then when I called them, they only gave me a credit for $20.99 and not the rest of it. But you don't know anything about that.
Now, I didn't find you in our system, but I could try to see if I can pull you up. Do you have like an email address? Because when doing like signing up for anything that we sell, it does ask for like your email address.
Okay, it would be Mary dot Hamrock at yahoo.com.
Okay, thank you. Yep, there we go. And may I get you to verify your shipping address for me, Miss Mary?
1701 Penny Camp Drive, The Villages, Florida, 32162.
Okay, thank you. So it shows that it was for the fitness watch, a pair of earbuds, but it shows that you called in and they refunded 29, well no, they refunded half of the $29.97 for the earbuds, which they gave you a refund for $14.98. And then after the 14 days was over with for that fitness watch, they did charge you a price of $59.97, but it shows that you agreed to keep the fitness watch for, and then they refunded $20.99. All that took place the 21st of December.
Yes, so I filed a fraudulent charge because when I went back and looked at the emails that I keep getting, these watches and earbuds are supposed to be free, except for shipping. But you have to buy them so that you can be enrolled in a, it's like part of a advertisement. And when I was talking to them, they didn't seem to understand that. And I said, well, all these Walmart, Walgreens, everything, you want a couple hundred, Lowe's, you have to buy something and then we will enter you into this drawing. And I fell for it and I won't do it ever again. But that's why I was asking for the rest of my money to be credited because I did not buy that online. I bought it because I thought I was going to do something. I got taken in by a computer, ad. And the watch, she said she didn't want it back. I said, well, I'll send it back. She said, no, we'll just give you credit. And then I see here on my credit card it was for $20.99, and it should be for a little more. It should be for the whole price of the watch.
Okay, well, in order for you to get the remaining balance of that watch, you do have to send it back. To get the full refund, you do have to send that watch back.
Oh, okay. Well, could you ask them to send me a return label that I could put on my package and I'll send it back to them?
And they're not going to do that. You have to pay your own expense to have it sent back.
Well, that's sort of a rip off. Okay.
Yeah, so they're going to, if you want to send it back, you do have to pay your own expense to send it back. And then also when you send it back, they will charge a restocking fee of $9.95 subtracted from the full amount of the $59.97.
So that would only be 40 some dollars and they've already given me 20. So they wouldn't, what would be my return on that? Wow, that's really a dip. Okay. It would only be about another $20, right?
Yes, ma'am. And by the time you send it back and have to pay the $9.95, you'd be about out the same amount. So that's probably why they told you they'll just give the $20.99 back and you can just keep it.
Oh, okay. Well, I learned that I'm not going to be doing that. I keep, okay. All these, I call them scams now. They get you, you know. Okay, you have nothing to do with it, I know. Okay, well, you have a great day. Stay safe, and thank you.
Yes, ma'am, you're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful day.
Uh-huh, you
Bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.